Long ago in China, there lived an old man who raised horses. One day, his most prized horse, a magnificent stallion, ran away. His friends and neighbors came by to console him, saying what a shame it was to lose such a fine animal. But the old man didn't seem particularly bothered. In fact, he spoke as if nothing much had happened.
"Well, it's hard to say. If you have something, eventually it has to leave, doesn't it? And when something goes, something else comes, doesn't it?"
Sure enough, a few days later, the stallion returned and brought with him a truly magnificent mare. Everyone could tell that this horse was something special.
"Hey, congratulations! Instead of losing a horse, you gained a beautiful new one! What luck!"
But the old man was unmoved.
"It's hard to say. When you gain something, you often lose something else, so there's no point in getting too excited about it."
Sometime later, the old man's son was riding the mare when he was thrown off and broke his leg. They set his leg as best they could, but it was clear the son was going to have a bad limp for the rest of his life. With his only son crippled, people expected the old man to be shattered and tried to console him. However, he surprised them again.
"It's hard to say. There might be some good in this somewhere."
A few years later, the country was plunged into a series of endless civil wars. In the chaos that followed, one of the contending armies came through the village and took away all of the young men except one. There was one young man with a bad limp who they left behind. Gain and loss are like two sides of one coin. You can never have one without the other. Most people devote so much energy to celebrating gain and mourning loss. However, if you understand that they always go together, you won't get caught up in either of them. The old man knew that these always go hand in hand, so regardless of huge gains or terrible losses, he was always able to remain calm and centered. He wasn't filled with delight at an unexpected windfall, and a sudden loss didn't plunge him into despair. Isn't this a wise way to live? If you think deeply about the joy and sadness people feel over gain and loss, you will realize that these arise from greed. And greed itself is caused by ignorance. How do you want to live your life? If you want to live wisely, with clear insight, you have to start with letting go. Entrust everything you encounter, along with all of the emotions arising within you, to your foundation. The ability of your foundation is vast beyond imagining. No matter how much you take from it, it will never run out. No matter how much you put into it, it can take all of it in without missing a thing. It can become as big as the universe or as small as the point of a needle. At the level of your foundation, important or unimportant and good or bad do not exist. It is the place where everything dissolves and disappears, and the place that sends forth everything into this world. Thus, if you can keep returning everything to this place, then even though you haven't awakened and don't understand how things truly work, you'll be less and less caught by the good and bad things that confront you, and you'll find yourself taking the middle way in whatever circumstances arise.